a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Pastor Peggy Stimson, and that'll be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led to us by Pages Ben Siegelmeyer from Selby and Caleb Willis from Sioux Falls.
And let us pray. Creator God, we give you thanks for the gift of this day and this opportunity to gather. We pray that your Holy Spirit would fill each and every one of us here in this place to be able to experience you and discern your spirit. Guide us, we pray, in your mighty name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Beal, Boland, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Deutsch, DeSanto, Dryden, Duvall, Feikert, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Harrison, Hogard, Hawks, Hawley, Heineman, Hickey, Holmes, Hunhoff, Hunt, Jensen, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Klum, Langer, Latterell, Marty, May, McCleary, Mickelson, Munsterman, Nordstrom, Otten, Partridge, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosem, Russell, Schaefer, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalser, Stevens, Tolson, Verschio, Werner, Westra, Wick, Willidson, Woolman, Zickman, Speaker Wink. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 24th day. In the House Journal of the 23rd day, the following corrections should be made. On page 423, delete lines 5 to 19 inclusive. All additional errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wang, Chair.
All those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal's approved. We've got a few students up here in the gallery. Sunshine Bible Academy, I think, is up to my left on behalf of Representatives Cronin and Harrison. They are from Miller. They're juniors and seniors, and their teacher is Mr. McLean. Is Sunshine here? There you go. Stand up, and we can greet Sunshine Bible Academy. And do we have Mount Vernon? Mount Vernon here? Raise your hands if you're here. They might be over at the Senate. Okay, we'll might hold off on that one. Okay, reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Taxation respectfully reports that House Bill 1227 do pass, House Bill 1233 do pass as amended, House Bill 1207 and 1234 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Roger D. Solem, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1169, 1170, and 1171 do pass. Brian G. Gosch, Chair. The Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that Senate Bill 47 do pass, House Bill 1110 do pass as amended, and House Bill 1190 do pass as amended. Justin R. Cronin, Chair. The Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1233 do not pass as amended. House Bill 1184 and 1198 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Jacqueline Sly, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1143 do pass, House Bill 1221 do pass as amended, House Bill 1140 do pass as amended, and House Bill 1141 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Mike Stevens, Vice Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bills 1051, 1057, 1063, 1085, and 1136, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bill 1055, which has been amended by the Senate, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit here with Senate Bill Bills 2, 109, 131, 186, and 191, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions. We are losing our, regretfully, our pages, our third set of pages. And so in charge of the reading the resolution, it will be the House Minority Whips, Representative Hawks and Representative Shrimp. Would they come up, please? Would the House Majority and House Minority Whip please, or Leader, please come up? Representative Hawley?
A resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the House of Representatives of the 90th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to the pages for this term. Whereas these pages have served loyalty for the House of Representatives of the 90th Legislative Session, and whereas a number of the 90th House of Representatives expressed their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life. Now, therefore, be resolved by the House of Representatives and the 90th Legislative of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service. Adopted by the House of Representatives, February 20th, 2015. Dean Wink, Secretary of the House, Speaker of the House, and Arlene Clavin, Chief Clerk of the House.
As I read your names, please come across. Alana Esoff, Brett Carley, Maria Corio, Braden Edelman, Alexandra Farber, Tiana Gottsleben, Lauren Greger, Taylee Hudson, Peyton Jones, Mariah Kessler, Levi Knight, Lathan Lowing, Marissa Lieber, Johanna Lippert, Jamie Mundweiler, Daley Olson, Jackson Peterson, Carly Peterson, Grant Russell, Kyler Simmons, Ben Stiegelmeyer, Caleb Willis. Thank you all for your service.
Thank you, Paige. I hope this has been a good experience for you. You can take lots of great stories back to your high schools with you, and we look forward to working with you in the future. Come back as interns. Representative Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to introduce to everyone my family members. I have my sister Karen and my sister Janet, my brothers Tom and David, and my sister-in-law Gail, and Joseph and Olivia.
Welcome to the Capitol. Representative Partridge.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce the 90th legislative session to my youngest son, Benjamin Partridge.
Welcome to the Capitol, Benjamin.
And he did get the memo on the proper attire.
Representative Hawks moves that House Page Resolution 3 be adopted.
Second. Those in favor of the Hawks motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of reports of committees.
Representative Gosch moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Health and Human Services on House Bill 1166, as found on page 450 of the House Journal, also Local Government on House Bill 1153, as found on page 451 of the House Journal, be adopted.
Second.
Those in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 131, an act to establish certain provisions regarding stray electrical current and voltage remediation. Senate Bill 186, an act to revise the procedure for the execution of a warrant. Senate Bill 191, an act to revise certain provisions regarding capital outlay certificates and lease purchase agreements of school districts and the pledge of state aid to education funds to secure such obligations.
Speaker assigned Senate Bill 2 to Agriculture, Natural Resources. Senate Bill 131, Agriculture, Natural Resources. Senate Bill 109 to Appropriations. Senate Bill 186 to Judiciary. And Senate Bill 191 to State Affairs. Second reading of House bills. Representative Gosch.
Mr. Speaker, I'd move that we defer the remainder of the calendar till next week, the 26th legislative day.
Is there a second? All in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. There being no objection, the House will revert back to order of business, previous order number 5, reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Commerce respectfully reports that House Bill 1209 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1168 was tabled. House Bill 1157, 1202, and 1232 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Tim Rounds, Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that House Bill 1037, 1038, 1044, 1052, 1068, 1069, 1084, 1088, 1111, and 1132, and House Joint Resolution 1001 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 10:50 a.m. February 20th, 2015. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared House Bill 1051, 1057, 1063, 1085, and 1136 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wink, Chair.
Speaker, signs an act to revise various trust and trust company provisions. Speaker, signs an act to make an appropriation to reimburse certain eligible health care professionals to have complied with the requirements of Rural Health Care Facility Recruitment Assistance Program and to declare an emergency. Speaker, signs an act to revise the notice provisions for the name change of a minor child. Speaker, signs an act to revise certain provisions regarding the requirement for performance securities. Speaker, signs an act to revise certain provisions concerning the administration of unlocatable mineral, leasehold, and royalty interest. Speaker, signs an act to increase the period an instructor permit is valid and to revise the requirements to upgrade to an operator's license or a restricted minor's permit. Do we have any announcements? Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be no tax committee meeting on Tuesday morning.
No tax on Tuesday. Okay. Further announcements? Representative Munsterman?
Yeah, I'm sad to say there will be no Health and Human Services Committee meeting on Tuesday morning. You guys did a lot of great work the last few weeks, so take the day off.
No health. Okay. Further announcements? Further announcements? Representative Westra?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House State Affairs will meet on Tuesday morning in room 414 at 7:45 a.m. Thank you.
State Affairs, 7:45. Representative Klum?
There's no ag on Tuesday. Thank you.
No ag on Tuesday. Further announcements? Well, before leaving, this has been a roller coaster week for emotions. We've got legislators that have... Can I have your attention, please? I say it's been a roller coaster week for emotions, and we've got legislators that have lost their loved ones. We've got legislators that have had their loved ones with major surgery. We've had some discussions and debate on very emotional issues, and where we may question why some of those bills were brought. But we should not question the motives of the individuals that brought them. From my observation, they were just living their faith, their commitments, their beliefs, and their principles. So let's be careful. Nerves are frayed a little bit from this week. Batteries are starting to wear down a little bit. I would encourage you to go home, relax, let those frayed nerves heal up a little bit, get your battery recharged, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Safe travels, happy trails. Representative Anderson. All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.